the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Beloved members of my St. Anne's family, I want to wish you a happy and blessed Easter. Even in the midst of crisis, in the midst of what seems to be an extended Lent, remember, Christ who overcame the grave will help us overcome this pandemic. At this time, we are called to stay in place, so we too are staying in place. As you celebrate Easter today with us, continue to uphold the world in your prayers, those who are in the front lines of service, those who are attempting to find a solution to the pandemic, those who are making decisions at the governmental level. Let us pray that the God of resurrection continue to guide and sustain them with the spirit of wisdom, justice, and truth. Beloved, we look forward to seeing all of us together in this beautiful church. But for now, stay in place, stay healthy, stay safe. The Lord is risen.
Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia! Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of the enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of that resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is 118, verses 1 to 2 and 14 to 24. We will read it responsively by whole verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim, his mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. There is a sound of exultation and victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me and have become my salvation. The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On the day the Lord has acted, we will rejoice and be glad in it.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Then she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said to her, these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Making this proclamation has been tough this year, as I speak to you from an empty church. Every Easter Sunday for generations, priests have stood in this chancel, in a sacred space that would be resplendent with the beauty and aromatic fragrances of Easter lilies, to make that bold proclamation, "The Lord is risen." What I miss most is hearing the bold responses from the people of the living God. To say that Easter 2020 is different is the understatement of the century. The Economist magazine's cover for the week of April 4th headlines a picture of a church building with a vast cemetery. The headstones in the cemetery graphically depict the potential deaths from COVID-19. In analytic fashion that would put utilitarians to shame, the headline reads, I quote, "A grim calculus, the stark choices between life, death, and the economy," unquote. The magazine offers the cold clinical fact that the world has been brought to its knees by a microbe. So I ask myself today whether the proclamation that Christians have professed over two millennia makes any sense. as I ask myself this question. The gospel draws me deeper into the story of our faith. During the darkness of the morning's wee hours, Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb, confronting the reality that her world as she knew it has come to an end. Her heart sinks as she sees that the stone had been removed. With a sense of urgency, she informs Peter and the beloved disciple that Jesus is missing. Utterly distraught and tired, she stands outside the tomb, weeping. The only thing she can do is glare at the empty tomb. Twice she hears a nonsensical question, "Why are you weeping?" In seconds that last a lifetime for her, memories of Jesus' love, compassion, teaching, miracles, betrayal, and death flash before her. All she can say is, "Give him back. I need to see him." When she hears her name, her bloodshot eyes covered by her swollen eyelids that hold back, a river of tears open. She turns towards the person who calls her, and her hitherto feeble voice becomes strong as she sees her beloved teacher. She sees the Lord. She experiences the power of resurrection. Upon hearing her, the disciples, who were cowered in fear, spring back to life. The disciples see the Lord and join in a movement that revolutionizes the world. So yes, in the midst of crisis, the most appropriate phrase to say is, "Alleluia! The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia." To you, my beloved parish of St. Anne's in Annapolis, I pose a question. To whom do you look for to help? Who do you look for to help? Whom do you look for your help? I look to the Lord who has risen from the dead. While I may not be able to fully grasp the reality of the resurrection, I am inspired by the witness of those whose lives have been transformed by its powerful account. Allow me to give you an example. In the year 165, during the reign of Marcus Aurelius, a devastating epidemic known as the Antonine Plague swept through the Roman Empire. It was lethal. During the 15-year duration of this epidemic, a quarter to a third of the population died from it. The world trembled as family, friends, and neighbors died painful deaths. There was no treatment, nor was there care for those who had fallen. Those with means fled. Most of the population could not flee. They stayed in place and kept to themselves, for they knew that contact led to contagion. Victims of the plague were thrown into the streets, and the dead were kept lying in piles. There was a group of people who did not fit into the status quo. Rumor had it that they ate the flesh and drank the blood of someone they called the Anointed One. They were committed to living their lives in the fashion of this person whom they claimed to be the Son of God. Among their qualitative moral differences was their fidelity, care for the poor, care for widows. During the plague, they took it upon themselves to care for the sick, feed the hungry, thereby saving an enormous number of lives. These flesh eaters were known as Christians because they centered their lives on the resurrected Lord of life. What I offer to you just now is not fiction, but a historical fact that is rooted in our collective DNA as Christians. News magazines like The Economist can offer metrics on the grim calculus that we face today, but our calculus as Christians is radically different because our central tenet is faith in the resurrection. All lives are valuable. Beloved, our calling is never to succumb to the darkness of the grave or the cruel calculus that pits one life over the other. Amidst rejection and persecution by the Roman Empire, may the undying faith of our Christian forebears who saw the empty tomb and heard the voice of Jesus who said, "Do not fear," be lived in us to care for those whose society neglects. That, my beloved, is our heritage. That is our call. A call that comes from experiencing the resurrected Jesus. We are not to cower in fear, but work boldly amidst the crisis to serve humanity. By all means, practice social distancing and extremely good hygiene. But within those means, within your means, take care of your neighbors. Stay in touch with them. Consider joining the Witnesses of St. Anne's Christians. You are a group who continuously amazes me. Work in concert with our saints who are working homemade masks and donating them. Join with saints who are donating food and supplies to the Stanton Center. Join with the saints who are involved in advocacy so that no children go hungry during this time. Join with the saints who are partnering with the Lighthouse to donate bagged lunches. Consider collaborating with a group of saints, consistently calling and making sure that our folks know that they are not alone. Take this opportunity to equip yourselves by praying Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. online. Join with the saints who are studying the Bible studies that are offered on Zoom. Beloved, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other, for this is the work of Christianity. A work that is modeled after our forebears of faith, who looked at that empty tomb and made their profession. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I believe that I will see you soon, for my eyes look up to the hills and knows where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Earth's power lies in celebrating and remembering the power of Easter. The power of Easter transforms a crown of thorns into a golden crown. We inherit that crown and are called to follow in that footsteps. We have risen with Christ. So now, St. Anne's, let us live in Christ. Alleluia! The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church, that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and uphold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake, that our works may find favor in your sight. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, that they may be delivered from their distress. Give to the departed eternal rest. Let light perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let us pray. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.